الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا وشفينا وحبيبنا محمد. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسنك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا زينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك وسعك. اللهم رب ارحمنا كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ونزل رحمتك وعلما نافعا وعقلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا احسانا وتوبة نصوحا وصبرا جميلا واجرا عظيما ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعبدا مقبولا ودعاء مستجابا وجنة الفردوس النعيم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإذا ذكرت ربك في القرآن وحده ولوا على أدبارهم نفورا نحن أعلم بما يستمعون به إذ يستمعون إليك وإذ هم نجوى إذ يقول الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فظنوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم
Allah Azza wa Jal in verse 45 of Surah Al-Isra mentions وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا
When you recite the Quran, we place a veiling barrier between yourself and those who do not believe in the hereafter. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا
We place a veil upon their hearts, lest they should understand it, and a prop in their ears.
وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ
When you mention your Rabb alone in the Qur'an,
وَلَّوْ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا
They turn on their heels in aversion.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this verse talks about the mushrikeen and the kuffar who reject the hereafter and do not ponder over the advices of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And Allah Ta'ala makes a mention that when people refuse to listen after constant reminders and miracles, then what happens? Slowly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala deprives them of the ability to accept any type of truth. So constantly being reminded, constant talks, constant bayan, constant nasihat, constant advice. And Allah is giving constant advice here in the Quran came to the mushrikeen at that time the verses of the Quran were being revealed. The Prophet was propagating the message, you will not listen, we don't want to listen, they're very stubborn. And then what happens, Allah is mentioning here, slowly, Allah then takes away the ability of accepting the truth. So then what happens, no matter how much nasihat and advice is given, no heed, no lesson. وَلَّوْ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا Just turn away, they're going blind completely, they wander away in their life, thinking what they're doing is right, when in reality, they're going completely against the purpose of life, and slowly they get into more mischief, and then slowly, a path towards Jahannam. So, when we reach that stage, we should, test ourselves, assess ourselves, make assessment of our mental health in relation to taking advice of the Quran and the Sunnah. That if so many times we've been advised and reminded and we just turn a blind eye, we're not ready to accept the truth, then that is a sign that now Allah has taken away the ability from me, the ability to accept the truth. Accept the haqq. And that's what Allah is saying here. Allah in the first few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah also mentions this. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٍ That Allah sealed their hearts. Allah sealed their hearts, sealed their ears. There's a parda, a veil in front of their eyes, meaning they cannot even see the truth. Though Allah has granted them eyes, but they cannot see the truth and haqq. Constantly, refuting and rejecting, don't want the advice of the Quran. So Allah is saying here, in that verse Allah says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And not being able to accept the truth, not being able to understand the truth, not being able to see the truth, not being able to hear the truth, that itself, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's azab from Allah. Because the greatest ni'mat a person can gain is the ability to accept the truth and the haqq. It's a big ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. That shows that that person, subhanallah, his heart, his mind, his ears, everything is working properly in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if you're not ready to accept the truth, the nasihat of the Quran and the sunnah, though you may have eyes, but in reality they're not working properly. Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem, another verse, same related to this. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they are unable to understand. Meaning understand the truth, comprehend the truth, take the truth. So you got a heart, but you can't understand and take the truth. That means the heart that Allah has given you, given me and you, Allah, the ni'mat of the heart is to be able to understand. And you've not utilized that heart and the mind for that purpose, so in reality you don't have a heart. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes but they cannot see. Meaning they cannot see the truth, the haqq. So Allah is saying here, Allah gave us eyes for a purpose. The purpose is to see the truth, to see the haqq. And we not utilize our eyes in that manner. So in reality we have no eyes at all. Or we are unable to see the truth. وَلَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears and they cannot even hear. Someone's telling them the truth, the haqq of Quran and Sunnah, but it's just one ear out of the other ear. Blind. Allah also mentioned further in that particular verse that if a person's state of eyes and ears is like that, they don't want to accept the truth anymore in anything, they can't even accept and understand, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامُ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُ. They are like animals, but even worse than animals. Allah. Yeah. So in one part of the verse Allah says, وَلُمْ عَذَابٌ نَذِيمٌ, is a big punishment. It's a big azab. In this verse, Allah says, they're like animals, even worse than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They're the neglectful ones. Living a life of neglect is not a good thing. You know, sometimes when someone tells you, be vigilant, be aware, be conscious. You can't just, then you knock yourself somewhere, you don't know what's going on. Why? Look where you're going. Look where you're going. Where are you going? So Allah is saying in these verses, look where you're going. Look where you're going. Understand the truth, the haqq. What is your destination? Where are you going? And what preparations have you made for that big, big journey? Time and time reminding the Quran Kareem is this. Understand your destination. Where are you going? And what preparations have been made for that particular person. And that's why the constant reminders in the Quran Kareem. Remember, you're now at the age of 14, at the age of 15, so the reminder. Now you're at the age of 25, a reminder. Now you're at the age of 35, a reminder. Now you're at the age of 45, still a reminder. Now you're at the age of 50, and then still turn a blind eye. That's Allah, ulaikum al-ghafilun. They're the neglectful ones. Why? You're 50 now, what's going on in your life? Allah's, subhanallah, Allah's rahmat and shafqat and compassion, Allah knows how human beings going to react. So Allah constantly reminds us. And Allah's placed ulama and mashayikh and all the people who've learned the Quran for this purpose, so that they remind themselves and remind others as well. All the dars and ta'aleem, what's about? It's about reminders. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ. Remind them, because the reminder benefits the believers. It benefits us. That you've reached that age now by abitu sudro, now change yourself. Don't live a life of neglect and ghaflet. Living a life of ghaflet is not a good thing. Just like you are aware and vigilant about your home, your family, your work, your job, where you're going. Allah is saying constantly in the Quran in these verses, be vigilant about the hereafter as well. Be aware of the hereafter, what's to come. Don't turn a blind eye. That's why some mashayikh would say that normally when we refer to death, we say the eyes close, that means that person is going to die now. The ulama say But at the time of death, that's when your eyes are going to open. That's when you're going to see reality. Because then the parda and the veil between this world and the hereafter will be taken and will be removed. That's when people see reality. Then they'll see the haqq and the truth with the eyes and think, amantu billah, amantu billah. Like Fir'aun, when he was about to be punished, he said, amantu billah. Allah replied by saying, because that's when the parda and the veil between this world and the hereafter was removed. He was able to see, I bring iman now, amantu billah. Allah said, replied, al-an now. وَقَدْ أَسَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ مُفْسِدِينَ. You spread so much corruption and mischief on the earth. You are now furman and you are disobedient. And now you want to bring iman when you can see the haqq and the truth, meaning the hereafter is right in front of you now. It's too late. Too late. That's why constant reminders in the Quran Kareem, Allah is mentioning here as well. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ إِذْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ. We know best what they attentively listen to, when they attentively listen to you, and when they whisper in secret saying, وَإِذْهُمْ نَجْوَى إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنْ تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. Right. When they be the Prophet, they'll listen. Listen to Quran. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, very good. Soon as they leave the gathering, Allah says, then what do they whisper to each other? إِنْ تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. You are merely following a bewitched man. This man is super jadu kiya hua hai. Black magic has been known. You don't listen to him. Why? Allah. For such people, Allah says, "Unzur kayfa darabu lakal amsal fadallu fala yastati'una sabila." They have gone astray and will not find the way. Such people will not find the way because they are too far away. No matter how much reminders given them, they've completely blocked their senses, their eyes, the seeing, the ability to see the truth. It's all gone now. May Allah Ta'ala protect us so it doesn't happen to me and you. Anybody? And just think, you know, the Prophet ﷺ propagating the message of Allah, but what he had to go through. Any? They called him insane, pagal, mad, bewitched. Allahu Akbar. They'll say he's a poet. They'll say he's a fortune teller. So many names were given. Allahu Akbar. Allah. How it must hurt the Prophet ﷺ, because they are so much fikr for the deen so that they be saved from the fire of hell. So these verses were actually also revealed to console and comfort the Prophet ﷺ, that whenever he used to convey the message of deen, they would ignore, they would reject, and they commit absurd statements that he's a magician, he's bewitched, he's pagal, he's majun, he's bound to hurt, because at the end we are human beings, we have heart, we have emotions, we have feelings. Allah reveals this time and time again, don't worry. For those in their destiny as hidayah, they'll get hidayah. For such people, there is no hidayah guidance. You continue. Because you will get the reward and sawab and ajr, and your status will be elevated in the eyes of Allah, not upon the outcome of how many people accept deen, but upon your efforts and your mehnat and your commitment. Allah does not give ajr and sawab and reward to anyone when they do the tabligh of deen according to how many people come. It's about how much effort is being made. Ikhlas, with sincerity, Allah looks at that. Because so many times some people make a lot of effort of deen, but very few respond. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam did tabligh of deen for over 950 years. Only 80 people accepted. This I'm talking about Nabi here. And pure. Anybody? Very close to Allah. Masroom, no guna committed. And yet only 80 people. But still elevate, status elevated in the eyes of Allah. Why? Allah does not look at the outcome of how many people respond. Allah looks about you continue and be steadfast. Allahu Akbar. In your tabligh, in your commitment, in your ta'aleem, in your conveying the message. That is the most important. So just because very few people respond, don't leave it. We've been doing Darse Quran for 25 years, but 5-6 people sitting here. Agar bhai bahut ho gaya, khatam kar do bhai. Let's go. You know, we continue, and Allah will give us the reward, inshallah. Allah give us the reward. Allah elevate status. Always make the dua, it doesn't matter. At least that 15 minutes we get to recite the Quran, recite the verses, understand ourselves. That's the most important thing. But you continue going. Some people in boxing, they don't like to retire. Even after 50, they come back again. So, if for that, for the dunya, this is for the deen. When you know the reward is haqq, the reward is truth, and it's going to be given by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah Ta'ala makes a mention here in the Quran Kareem. And then Allah Ta'ala further mentions regarding these statements of the mushrikeen and the kuffar, because they were not ready to believe in the hereafter. So there is mentioned here, وَقَالُوا, they say, أَيْذَا كُنَّا عِظَامٌ وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. Is it that when we turn into bones and pieces, we'll be resurrected as a new creation? How can that happen? How can that happen? Allahu Akbar. So basically, in many verses of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala also replies to this. This idea was easy for Allah Ta'ala to create you the first time. The second time is even more easier. First time you were nothing. Allah created you from nothing. Now you are something. Now it's easy for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So again, Allah Ta'ala time and time giving examples that don't forget the hereafter. Don't have these absurd questions in your mind. How are we going to be created again? We're all dust in the grave. Nothing is beyond Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Yani, na maane to mar ke dekh. If you don't believe it, then die, they'll find out. Because no one from dead has ever come back and told us why this has happened. So it's a big risk to take. It's a big risk to take. I will give this example. If someone was to just say, but there's a tiger roaming around in the calm area, who's going to go to the calm area? That person giving information may be lie, it may be just rumors. Really, no one will come, everyone will say, unless someone really actually go there and see who's going to. Allah is saying in the Quran, there is a hereafter, there is qabr. Azab of qabr is haq, azab of akhirah is haq, jannat is haq, jahannam is haq. It's a big risk to take. Big risk to take. And for believers, Allahu Akbar, for us, our iman is in the Quran Kareem. What does Allah mention to us? We believe without hesitation, whether we can see it, whether we cannot see it, whether it's in line with logic or it's not line with logic. We believe in Allah, man turillah. And that is the message of the Quran Kareem. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.